PFT Media.
Locked away with a crazy Italian family filled with murder, mayhem, and a little bit of incest. Which means nothing much has changed for Italian families everywhere. It's Half True History.
Oh, snap. Oh, snap. Them your people.
Yep.
Here we are, we're the princes of the universe. Here we belong, fighting for survival. We've got to be.
And welcome to Half True History, where we take the legends of yesterday and bring them into today to kind of give you a good idea of what history was like at that time. I am your professor, Dan P. And joining us is, of course, super producer, Chris Crespo.
What up? How's it going, guys?
And as always, the Leo the 10th to my Clement the 7th, Pedro Lima.
I miss you guys in studio so much. You guys don't know.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I miss seeing you guys and sitting around and doing this in person. But it's so cool we can, at least technology-wise, I can still see you remotely.
Mm-hmm.
You're looking healthy. I'd like to let all the listeners know you guys are looking healthy.
We're looking healthy.
Alive and waiting. How's your how's the quarantine been, Pedro? Locked in with the family.
It's been good. Started watching a lot of series.
Yeah.
So we started watching Vikings again.
Cool.
Which is made by the History Channel. And I'm thinking, this thing is gonna be all made up, but they try to keep it somewhat historical. Of course, they gotta put some fantasy in there, but there's no dragons or anything like that. But these Vikings are vicious, bro.
I mean, you had to be, and they were.
Bro, the Blood Eagle?
Mm-hmm.
The Blood Eagle sacrifice, that's insane, bro.
Dude, there's just so many different rituals that are just beyond compare. I know one of them is, and I don't know if they show it in that show, but there's a suicide called The Walk that they do.
They do a lot of, before they go to war, somebody has to sacrifice themselves.
Mm, okay.
To Odin or whatever, and they're glad to do it. They're like, all right, I'll do it.
Yeah.
But they've been doing a lot of cool stuff, man. And then it's been interesting. It's been good. But I'm running out of shows, man. I'm gonna need to start figuring out what the hell am I gonna see next. What you been watching, Dan?
Oh man, I don't even remember. It's been all a blur at this point.
It's all blending in.
It really is blending in. I don't even remember the last show that I finished up. But yeah, that's about it. I've been gardening a lot.
Oh shit! Like food, or just flowers? What are you?
A little bit of coming. I'm doing a lot of herbs that scare mosquitoes away. So I'm
like
doing
what?
A lot of
Give me some of those.
Lavender, basil, rosemary.
Those scare mosquitoes away?
Yeah, lemongrass, lemon balm, all that stuff.
Text me that list because I'm building that shit around this pool, bro.
That's exactly what I'm doing. Growing them all and putting it around the area.
Yep. And so little mice don't like that shit or... Mm-hmm.
It scares a lot of rodents away because the odor is so powerful.
Oh, perfect. Oh, Dan, you just made Lisa so happy.
Yeah, I'll send you the list after the show. So, and I got pumpkins I've started.
Pumpkins?
Yeah, because I want to give out a bunch of free pumpkins on around October for people. So I start now.
So you do okay. So you got the calendar of when to plant them and all that stuff.
I kind of have an idea, yeah. the one to do it. So. But yeah, it's been a lot of fun. And so the reason why I kind of asked you guys for a quarantine, kind of being stuck with families, is families are difficult. That kind of brings us to the subject of our show today.
Okay. What family are we going with?
Well, we're going to talk about probably one of the most dysfunctional Italian families in history.
Sopranos. Got it. Let's go.
A little bit earlier than the Sopranos.
Okay.
We're going into the 1490s. And we're looking at a group called the Borgias.
Showtime has a Showtime had a show or has a show or
had a show called the Borgias.
Had a show,
right?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And you know, they left out a few things. Obviously, they're trying to make it. But the thing is, with the Borgias, we're not really sure, and that's why I really want to talk about with Half True History. There's so much legend about how corrupt they were, and so many bad things. We still really don't know what they did or what they didn't do and what's legend and what's rumor.
Really?
It was just this high point of corruption during the time that the patriarch of the family was in charge of the Catholic Church, the Pope.
Oh, who would have thought an Italian exaggerating their stories?
You know. So the first exaggeration... that we'll talk about is the family is not even Italian.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Right. They changed their name, the family name, to sound Italian, so that way it would be easier for him to be elected Pope.
Are they Borgensteins from New Jersey? Because I know a lot of them.
They are the Borjas from Spain.
Oh, yeah. Those Spaniards, they're some shifty little... bastards.
Sneaky right. Spaniards.
So yeah, they have most of their land and stuff like that is in Spain, but they come over here, change their name to Borgia, and get a little bit more of the Italian feel for elections at this time, because by this time we're still looking at pretty much majority Italian popes.
Okay.
Right.
So you try to infiltrate the kingdom.
Mm-hmm. That's what they did. Just change their name as soon as they get into country. You know, not unlike the Italians that come to America.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of people, whenever people travel or move to a new place, they anglicize or change to try to fit the culture. Makes right. sense.
So, and then, so we're looking at, we'll talk about the patriarch first. His name is Rodrigo Borgia. And this is the main daddy of them all, okay?
Okay.
Rodrigo Borgia is an interesting individual. Goes into the Catholic Church, becomes cardinal, and what he's most famous for is the amount of children he fathers as a Catholic priest.
Are we supposed to guess, Pedro? Let's see who's closest without going over. How many kids did Rodrigo Borgia father? You go first.
1490.
Mm-hmm.
Spanish.
Uh-huh.
Italian. I'm going to say 12.
Ooh, I was going to go 15.
All right. You guys are really close as far as illegitimate children. He claims four of them.
He claims four.
Right. He claims four are his. Uh-huh. As far as his other children, we're looking around the 12 to 16 area.
Oh. So we covered it in our range.
Yeah.
Right.
We'll split it. That's crazy.
He loves the ladies. It continues while he's a cardinal. He's still, you know, finding ladies and seducing them with his churchly powers. Because that power back then was a big aphrodisiac. You had all the gold. You had all the wine. It was easy enough.
Yeah, you got the jewels, that red coat.
Mm-hmm.
Those sexy-ass passages.
And then when he becomes Pope in 1492, it continues.
He became a Pope?
He becomes a Pope. He bribes and blackmails his way to being elected Pope.
And... he changes his name to what? Because that's the thing. Once you become Pope, you change your name, right?
He's Pope Alexander the Sixth.
Okay.
Pope Alexander the Sixth. So definitely a very corrupt man. The stories there are legendary as far as his illegitimate children, his affairs, multiple children with multiple wives, four that he claimed. And he would also sleep with the schoolmates of his children as well when they got a little bit older.
What's a little bit older?
Eight.
About 14.
Oh, all right, so still a little young.
Right, a little bit young. You know, he's about 50 or so.
But yeah, 14, that's a big difference.
But back also, then, then, the life expectancy then was like, that 16. 14 was already middle age.
Yeah.
We know about kids that were going to war at 12.
Right.
Yeah, the scaling is different back then.
Yeah.
So, you know, yeah, as soon as his daughter turned the right age, and she started bringing her friends around, he kind of used his popely influence to be with them as well.
Oh, man, what a creepo barfo.
A little bit.
But hey, if you're going to call yourself Pope Alexander the Sixth,
right.
So there are five other ones before him?
Yes.
Crazy.
Alexander the Sixth. So he's big popin', if you will.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, likes to play politics, you know, then again, in the Renaissance, you're always playing politics. That's not that's a thing that you do, playing against families against each other, et cetera, et cetera. And he's your typical standard corrupt pope, poisoning people, murdering people, assassinations, bribery. So things like that. And then we talk about the children that are actually very interesting.
The children.
He's got
the poor children.
He's got four. There's the oldest, Giovanni. Then there's the second son, Cesare. Cesare Borgia.
Okay.
And then there's the third son, Joffrey.
Oh, that's a cool name.
Yeah. And then finally, he has a daughter, Lucretia.
What?
Lucretia Borgia.
Lucretia?
Uh-huh.
Ugh.
That is an old school Italian name. I knew a girl named Lucretia in high school.
Yeah?
Yeah.
She was an Italian.
She was 100% Italian.
100%. That's definitely an Italian name.
Yeah.
So his kids are very entitled. And again, it's a big affront to a lot of people in the Catholic Church. But again, when you join the Catholic Church, you're supposed to give up. You're supposed to be celibate. You're not supposed to be having children. So the fact that he's claiming these four, giving them titles and land, is basically just kind of telling everybody, I'm above the rules. Do something about it.
That's like when Schwarzenegger bought his illegitimate that maid's kid a Hummer for his 18th birthday.
Yeah.
Is that how he got busted?
No, he had already been busted. He was like, oh, that's my child now. Yes, I love him. He's my boy.
There we go. Oh.
And he bought him a Hummer.
Oh, okay. So he already had been busted by then. Because the kid, he found out when the kid was like 8 or 10 or something.
Once the kid's jawline set and it became obvious who his father was.
when the maid is bringing a clone to the house. And your wife is like, why is that kid got my husband's jawline?
His face, his mouth, his gap tooth. It's crazy. He's our modern day Pope. He's American Pope Schwarzenegger. That's why I bring him.
He only got one kid, though. He needs,
that we know of.
More. Eddie Murphy is our thing. Eddie Murphy got a shitload of kids.
He's got like, what, like 12, 14 kids?
All over
like
the place.
Eight ladies or something, nine ladies?
Yep.
But then there's also the random basketball player or football player that you hear that about also.
Sean Kemp.
People with money, essentially.
Yeah.
Like a pope.
In the medieval tradition, first son gets all the land. They inherit everything, the first son.
Okay.
Second son goes to the church.
Okay.
So Giovanni's supposed to get all the land. Cesare becomes a cardinal.
Okay. All right. Take over the family business.
Right. And Joffrey is going to marry into a Spanish alliance. He marries a Spanish princess named Sasha.
Okay.
All right. And what's Lucretia doing?
We'll get to her later. She has multiple marriages as he keeps using her as a marriage pawn.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh.
So when Joffrey gets married to Sasha, Sasha is 16 years old. Joffrey is 12.
All right.
Okay. Sasha starts basically as they get, you know, as the honeymoon is over and they're married and all that stuff. Rumors start to spread around that she's been playing around with Giovanni and Chaser.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Both brothers. Are those the middle brothers?
Those the older brothers, yeah. Giovanni's the oldest one. Chaser's the middle. Okay. Right. So, and of course, you know, well, you know, yeah, 16-year-old girl, she's not really interested in the 12-year-old boy. She right. goes off to, yeah, with the older men. So that builds a lot of frustration with Joffrey. And Chaser is not happy either because Chaser doesn't want to be part of the church. Chaser wants the land.
Okay. All
right. So one night they're having a big family dinner. Everyone's there. And Giovanni, the oldest, then is going to go home. And so he and his aide, they're a little bit drunk, and they decide to ride home. It's a very foggy night, though. A lot of things happen on foggy nights.
Okay.
Out on the moors.
Sometimes you don't make it back.
A little murder.
Sometimes only your horse is found.
Ooh.
Sometimes, you know, it's a little bit foggy. You know, you got turned around. You accidentally fell off a bridge.
You know.
And it just so happens.
A horse leg falls off.
And it just so happens that at the bottom of that bridge are several knives to stab you 9 times and slit your throat.
Strategically placed.
Goodness gracious.
Just an accident.
So he was accidentally manslaughtered by his own fall onto a pile of knives?
Absolutely. It was a complete mystery as to what happened to him that night.
Man.
And that's Chaser?
No, that's Giovanni.
Oh, Giovanni.
The oldest one who has the land.
Yeah.
No, he's the one who has the land.
Hmm.
Well, now the land goes to the next oldest son.
That's Laser Chaser. Major Chaser?
Chaser. Carno Chaser Laser. Laser Chaser.
Chaser.
So he was supposed to go to the church?
He was supposed to be... He was a cardinal, and then he gave it up because now he has to inherit the land.
Yeah, he, quote, has to inherit
has
the land.
Has to inherit the land.
Well, I don't want to.
Oh, no. Poor guy. Poor Chaser.
Uh-huh. And, you know, Joffrey and Sasha stop having marital problems after that.
Interesting.
Yeah. Hmm. So, it worked out. This is the type of rumors that circulate around this family.
It worked out for everyone except Giovanni.
Giovanni, right.
Yeah. Everyone else worked out.
So, Chaser Borgia, probably one of the most notorious military warlords of the time in Italy. Again, backed by Dad, who's the Pope, so you can't really do anything. You know, he sacks cities, he attacks, takes the rulers into chains. He's a little bit of a very Machiavellian figure, okay?
Okay.
Assassinations are his thing.
And also, he put out a lot of albums after he died.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Very Machiavellian. That was a Tupac joke, Pedro. Tupac.
No, I got it.
Remember him? Tupac? Okay.
This one already threw a Jay-Z reference where he said Big Pope.
He did. Yeah, he did. We're throwing it back. It's already 20
years
old.
East Coast, West Coast.
We're showing our age.
Now, Chase is very close to his sister, Lucretia.
How close?
Very protective.
Oh, okay.
Very protective. Now, the rumors are that Lucretia gets the reputation of a very Black Widow character. She gets married 3 times.
All 3 times.
But because the other ones are all died?
And his husband ends up dead. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, the rumor was that she would kill them whenever the alliance was no longer good for her father, so she could marry again.
Mm. Why so she would get alliance? A call?
So the belief was that the rumor was that her ring was poisonous. So she kept this poison inside her ring. It would just open up and spill out the poison whenever she needed to.
Oh,
so, you know, she would mix her husband's drinks and everything like a dutiful wife. And then if necessary, they would just die off.
That's some James Bond stuff there with the
poison. Yeah, that's ring. Some evil shit.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. So, now, like, why would? What do you mean, though, an alliance doesn't work anymore? Like, she marries someone because the dad is trying to get power.
Right. So, her first marriage was to this guy named Pietro. Okay?
Okay.
And Pietro was a nobleman who had a he wanted to secure a military alliance with. And they, you know, they courted, they loved each other, everything like that. But then his kingdom lost power. Power shifted, and he decided now to side with... Rodrigo decided to side with the French king. So he was no longer useful. So she needed to get married to someone else. Now she needed to marry someone French.
Because they were no longer making. You said Rodrigo, that's Pope Alexander, right?
Right.
Okay.
He's the one who decides all of Lucretia's husbands.
Okay.
So when they no longer offer a position of power or influence, then right. They go. They get poisoned mysteriously. They just die.
They just die off.
And then here comes the new husband.
Right. Now for Pietro, unfortunately for him, he did not get poisoned. He accidentally fell down a well.
Were there knives in this well?
You know, it was a knife well. It was also a knife well.
His throat got slit when he fell into this well. It's so weird. 1490s is so crazy.
There's just a lot of knives everywhere, man.
Yeah, everywhere.
Yeah.
You were just tripping over knives in 1490s.
And falling into wells after getting...
It's like Sideshow Bob with rakes. Every time you turn around, there's another knife to step on and kill you. Yeah.
Now, before she marries her second husband, Lucretia actually falls in love with a young Italian nobleman.
And like, for real in love? Like,
yeah, this isn't really, no, like, oh, for real legit. Girl. Like, she was, like, done with playing the game. She wanted to retire and be happy with this guy.
Aww. She wanted to put the poison ring away.
Right. And he gets her pregnant.
Oh.
That's one way to do it.
Yeah.
Well, we can't have that because you can't sell off a girl to marriage if she's not a promised virgin.
But she's been married 3 times.
Again, the marriage was never consummated according to Rodrigo, and he's the Pope, and he can't really...
Who goes against the Pope? Yeah,
exactly. But you got to get rid of the evidence of said baby.
So the baby falls down the knife well also?
No, the love falls down the knife. Well, Chaser makes sure of that. Lucretia has the baby, and Chaser raises the baby and adopts the baby and raises it as his own bastard child. And so the entire time this child's entire life, he just knows his mother as his aunt.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I don't think he ever finds out.
Really? Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Damn, this is like a novella kind of deal.
It really is, man. Like, they're one of the first really big dysfunctional families.
These Borgias are messed up.
Now, there's a debate on Lucretia. Some believe that, yeah, maybe she was as demented as the rest of them. Other believe she was kind of forced in these positions, used as a pawn by her brother and her father. We'll never really know.
Okay.
Because she didn't really write that many diaries or anything. But, you know, whether or not she was just a pawn in all this or whether she conspired just like the rest of the family.
And again, these stories are passed down, so we really don't really know.
Exactly. It's such a... for at this time, too, when things are actually being written down and recorded, we still know really not that much about what the Borgias did or did not do. What makes them the most notorious is the Jubilee of 1500.
That's when shit goes down.
So, Alexander...
forget about the horse with the knife and the well.
Uh-huh.
The Jubilee is when it goes down, Presley.
That's some great marketing, that we're still talking about the Jubilee of 1500 all these years, all these centuries later.
Come on. It's the one. It is the big party at the Vatican to celebrate the new century.
At the Vatican?
Uh-huh.
Man.
All throughout Rome.
That used to be the hot spot in Rome.
Yeah.
The number one hot spot.
Fireworks from China. He's got lavish animals and exotic beasts.
Molly all over the place.
Molly all over the place. He's got dancers, performers, and artists. It's this giant party to celebrate the new century. And what's a party without some games?
Ooh, yeah, games are fun. We like games. Uh-oh. Pin the tail on the donkey. Bob for apples.
Right. Put the knife chase, on the throat.
Put the knife on the throat. That's a great one. I love that game.
The night starts off with a bunch of prisoners released into the square, into the Vatican.
Oh, okay.
The rule is survive.
Wait, everything's boarded up. Or the prisoners?
The people are on the ramparts and balconies watching. The prisoners are down in the courtyard, all sealed up.
Okay.
And the goal is to be the last one standing, as Cesare Borgia is on a platform using you as target practice.
Okay.
With what, bows and arrows?
Oh, no, he's got his musket. He wants to show people that he's a good shot with the new firearms.
Oh, nice.
So here you have this guy, pretty much 1500s style firearms, just firing into the courtyard, seeing if he can hit the prisoners.
How many bullets?
Oh, he's got a bunch, but it takes a while. Gives enough time for the prisoners to, I guess, try and find a hiding space. But he probably had a powder monkey loading everything for him.
Is that literally a monkey?
No, yeah. It's a young boy whose job it was to load the rifles. So they hand him a loaded rifle.
Nah, it's an actual monkey, bro. We can change history.
Yeah, if we can't prove half this stuff, it might as well be a trained capuchin monkey.
Yeah.
I saw it in Pirates of the Caribbean. They can do a lot of stuff.
Hell yeah, dude. That monkey had a knife.
Yeah.
And then there was the contest.
Wait. There's games? Yo, this Jubilee is crazy.
The contest. Now, we don't know if this really happened, but these are the rumors.
Go with it.
The Pope gets 100 Vatican servants to come into the courtyard. And he's there, and his son is there, and Lucretia, the whole Borgia family is there watching. They're the judges of the contest.
Wet t-shirt. The first wet t-shirt contest.
He brings in 100 prostitutes.
In the Vatican dance floor, Crespo.
This is after the murder party, though, so...
Yeah.
This is almost a scaling down, in a way.
It's a cool down. It's a cool down.
It's the cool down. It's the after party.
And he brings
Games, and now's the show.
He brings forth a big chest of gold and jewels. And he assigns each servant to a prostitute.
Who can stuff the most jewels?
Whoever can give their prostitute the best orgasm wins the chest of jewels.
Wow.
So he just has all his servants just start sexing up 100 prostitutes in the courtyard of the Vatican while the Borgias watch and judge each person's actions and moans and enthusiasm to see who wins the chest of jewels and gold.
And you know how hard it is to throw down while somebody's playing the harp at a jubilee?
So, yeah, I mean, it's basically just a giant voyeur session for these guys.
That's very Caligula of them.
Yeah.
But they didn't participate. They just wanted to watch.
Right.
Or did they?
We don't know. But that was
And this Crespo is on Vatican grounds.
Mm-hmm.
The holiest of holies.
This is the how holies. The Pope brought in the new year.
Make so to bring the 1500s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They didn't do that in 2000. I don't remember them celebrating the Jubilee way for the 2000s.
No. Catholic Church isn't near as cool as it used to be.
You know how many people would sign up for the church if they knew that what's going down?
Like, hey, you ready for the Jubilee of 2200? Yeah,
this is going to be win that contest, bro.
There's a monkey that loads weapons. I'm in.
Bro, did you sign up for the contest, bro? I'm in. I signed up.
I'm in, bro. I've been doing push-ups.
I've been working on my abs. Working on my male kegels. I got it.
Hell yeah. I drank a ton of pineapple juice, too.
Yeah, dude. I got my creatine. I've been doing push-ups.
I've been doing sink pills. I'm good.
I got my hymns. I've been doing cardio. I'm ready for it, bro.
And so... Again, this is just that is considered the height of the Borgia power.
Yeah, obviously. You can't go anywhere but down from there.
Yeah, dude. That 1501 Jubilee was shit.
So, Pope Alexander dies in 1503.
Oh, sure.
At the party?
At dinner. Some say it was some bad mushrooms in his soup. But most likely he was finally poisoned by one of his rivals.
Lucretia.
We don't know. Might have been Lucretia at this point.
Or maybe someone just found her ring and used it.
She was like really unhappy with the family by that time. We do know that.
Also, you can't keep powder monkeys too long. Because they start getting violent. That's what happened with Bubbles with Michael Jackson. He had to put him in a cage. Don't touch the monkey.
The new popes try to undo everything the Borgias did as much as they can. Chaser loses all of his land.
How?
The popes take it away from him.
Anything really?
Given to him by his daddy is taken away.
And then we fight for it. There's no armies.
He's got to serve as a soldier of fortune in the Spanish army for the next few years of his life.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. And when he dies, they bury him in the family crypt in Italy. And a year later, that grave is dug up and the bones are scattered all over by his enemies.
Oh my goodness.
Just destroy it.
That's petty.
Yeah. Lucretia, she actually is happy for the first time. She marries her fourth husband, an actual love marriage. She has children. She's kind of looking to start her new life. And then dies of fever from the newest wave of infections that comes in later.
Wow, pandemic ending.
Yep.
Wow, full circle, Dan.
It just, yeah, that's how it goes.
That was a real
It would have been better. It would have been, she died of the flu with knives on her throat.
She got that crazy knife of virus
mm-hmm.
that goes around. People get within 6 feet of you and all of a sudden you just...
the corona knifer.
And that is the story of one of Italy's most dysfunctional families.
I like that story.
That's a good bedtime story.
Right? That's one of my favorite stories we've done.
Oh, good. Go ahead.
I like the Borgias. That Jubilee, bro.
I mean, I haven't seen the Showtime show, so I don't know. Me neither.
If they don't put, I got to do a review. Like, yo, if there's an episode called Jubilee,
yeah,
I'm watching it, but they're not even going to.
If there's an episode called The Contest, I'm skipping straight to it.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, for real. I'm gonna Wikipedia that show and see like, what did they do with this? Is it worth it?
Yeah, what time frame did they cover, Crespo? Let me know.
Yeah. I mean again, but yeah, it's everybody's version of the Borgias are so different because the rumors come from so many different places. And we still have no idea just how demented they were or if this was all made up by their enemies afterwards.
Yeah.
We just don't know.
Yes, but we as podcasters in 2020 are doing our part to keep those rumors going.
It doesn't matter. Exactly. The half-true part of this show is going to live on.
Heck yeah.
Powder Monkey. The contest.
Yeah.
The 1500 Jubilee.
Yeah, we added our own details.
Knifewell.
Knifewells.
People are showing up for the Powder Monkeys.
Mm-hmm.
But they're leaving for the Knifewells.
Well, I hope you guys everyone appreciates their family a little bit more when they're locked up in quarantine. Yeah. So this has been Half True History. Look us up, of course, on Half True History and Facebook, Half True Histories on Instagram. And then, of course, the entire PFT family. Mr. Crespo, if you wish to list those off, I know.
That's my part. That's my
do
part.
Do it, Pedro. See what you can do.
All right, we got Cinema Crespo Diso. We got Tidbits. We got Scotch and Good Conversations. We got the Meat District. Meat
Limit, yes.
Meat Limit. All right, good. We got the Lima Criteria. We got Big Tim's This Week in Chicken Sandwiches.
Yes.
Who am I missing? Oh, Simon. Time.
Yes. Simon Time Trivia. There's the Offcuts Food Show. We have Offcuts. They've been going for 2 years now. There's the Experience with Chris Fio, another interview show we've been doing. The Major Scale just came back. Our new jazz show. Well, it's not even new anymore, but our jazz show is
back. It came back.
It came back, baby. And, of course, Chico's Brain.
Oh, we got Chico's Brain now?
We've had him for a while now, buddy.
I didn't know. He was doing it. I didn't know. He was
I think even
officially
when you were,
with us.
Yeah, I think even when you were on it a few months ago, he's already been on it by then.
Oh, cool, man.
Yeah, shout out to Chico and Darkness.
I love Chico. Yeah. And Darkness.
So I believe that's the full lineup there.
Cool. All right, class, we're going to let out for the day. We'll see you later with another exciting story.
Awesome. Peace.
Stop the music and go home. I repeat, stop the music.
A PFT Media production.